Blog Talk Radio. It's a wonderful day right here at Daring to Be Different, the Yaya Diamond Show. It's a division of Dream Chasers Radio. And we are here again, and we welcome you. And we always say, hey, don't ever stop daring to be different. Today we have an interview with Robert McKnight. I wish his name was Brian McKnight, but it's not. It's Robert McKnight because Brian McKnight, you know. But his name is Robert McKnight. So you can't forget that name because all you have to do is just switch the first name and you have Robert McKnight. And then Robert McKnight has a step-by-step model for complete business, and he at one point was making up to $10,000 a month. So you really want to remember that name, Robert McKnight. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Yaya. Glad to be here.
It's my pleasure. Believe me. So you've been working in business for 24 years.
Yes, actually, I've been in business for 40, but I started this business in 1987 and worked it for almost 25 years.
You know, it's something for people to, longevity is important, and the key is to be focused. When you started this business, what were your, you know, what were your pitfalls? I mean, because everybody has them, and people need to know about that.
Well, actually, it was just working my way, navigating around the dealerships. What we do is we deliver people's cars to the dealership for service. Their convenience, we pick it up at their home or business, take it in, navigate the service, make sure that it's done properly, and return it to their home or business.
I love that. I would love
it's
that.
It's a good, helpful service.
Yeah, I never heard of that. And what is your business? Where is it?
We ran it in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. For the 24 and a half years. We did present it in Detroit to General Motors, Cadillac and Pontiac Division. Mm-hmm. They just didn't want to charge the dealers for it, so we went straight to the dealerships. And it basically just started when my car broke and I just got such horrible service that I thought it was a service that a dealership could really use.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the whole thing began.
Well, I need that service. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I could stay home and just, hey, here, get the keys. It's got insurance. Don't bang the doors. See you later.
Yeah. Well, you know, now that I'm retired, I could use the service also.
Oh, well, that sounds like a good thing, too, for both of us then. The business model is great. I mean, I love the idea, the concept of it is wonderful. And during that time, you were able to make up to $10,000 a month with very little work?
Well, what happens is, we sold the concept to the dealership, and they provided it on every car that they sold for 1 year. Mm-hmm. So if they sold 100 cars at the end of the month, we would bill them for 100 cars. And, of course, we had the responsibility of taking care of those cars for the following year.
Mm-hmm.
But every month we just keep billing and billing, and if any of the customers needed service, they would just call our office or call me, and I'd schedule the appointment and a convenient time to pick it up from them and take care of it. And what happens is the first few months, cars really don't need anything, so you build up a nice cash reserve.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get down to work after 3 months. And you take one, two, three cars a day in. They vary in distance. Most people, or even General Motors, thought that, well, Hawaii's small. But when we researched it, the average customer distance from the dealerships on the mainland is a lot smaller than in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was a great business model, and it worked really, really well for the 24 years. And the first month we got 100 cars, and we charged $120 a car, so we picked up a check at $12,000.
That's wonderful.
You
can't beat that.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to put people under the impression that you never have to work. But, you know,
right.
Work, well, it's pretty light, and you can pretty much do, you know, what you want in between dropping cars off.
Mm.
And in our operations manual, we've thrown in some bonus ways to make money with the service.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it depends. Like, personally, I'm pretty lazy. So I really didn't want to do much. I didn't want to do much, so I went and played racquetball between, or, you know, kept myself busy. But I wasn't interested in, you know, making a ton more money. I was fine.
Right.
And still am. And the reason I started this was, you know, I really wanted to get something going for the veterans coming back, something that they could afford to do and was easy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it began. It's just put together the whole blueprint. Made it very simple and easy to run, and hopefully people will like it.
You're selling that business model right now?
Yeah. That's we have the complete blueprint. It's all written down, and we're going to provide support for whatever people buy it. We'll have a webinar up on YouTube. We're working on that now. But, you know, the blueprint itself is totally complete, and, you know, anyone can get it now and start it next week.
That is awesome. So, like, I wouldn't want to do that because I'm not a mechanic. I can't fix anything. So I can fix stuff.
That's the beauty. You don't have to be a mechanic. All you're doing is driving cars. You schedule the appointment with the dealer service department. Yeah, you could. And it sounds like you'd be real good at it.
I'm very good at that. Driving cars?
You just schedule them? Yeah. Drive brand new cars? I mean, that's a nice way to make a living.
It is. Hey, is that
and
your
it,
car?
And
nope.
It's something that people really appreciate.
Right.
You know, people
right.
are happy.
Right. And so the business model you're selling right now is complete. You're going to have the support. You're going to have the webinar. You're going to have all that. And if I should dare ask, around how much would this be?
Well, we're selling the entire thing for $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
We have a veterans discount for veterans of $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get that back pretty quickly.
Right.
Your money. It's unbeatable. It's a very, very, it's a good deal.
Right. Well, I agree with you. I agree with you totally. All right. So when people...
And guys, if I can just say...
Huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to add in there, you know, there's a lot of dissatisfaction with car dealerships, as I'm sure you know if you've ever had to go to one.
Yes.
But there's 17,000 of them in the United States.
Mm.
You know, and so it's there's a lot of potential out there.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know,
and they all need it.
Yeah, they do. They do. They need something to make them look better. Definitely need something. And you know what the problem is? I think the problem would be that they charge so much more than a family mom and pop shop, you know, where they actually do fix your car for a lot cheaper and they actually do fix your car. You know, instead of finding I've had experiences where I've gone to a dealership and I went in with one problem and came out with two. And had to pay for two, otherwise I couldn't get my car back. If the service was there, I would feel a lot better because I wouldn't have to pick it up, you know?
No, you
wouldn't
have
to
deal with anything.
Right.
And our concierges would be trained to make sure that you're not oversold anything. And what you paid for, you've received. And most
mm-hmm.
dealerships, the majority of dealerships actually want you to be satisfied. But the nature
right.
of their business, you know, service advisors are getting paid, mechanics, you know, the customer satisfaction gets lost in the mix.
Yes, it does.
This service would make any dealer principal very happy because he knows that the service department is going to get a really good reputation from this. And the customers are going to get a really satisfying experience.
Right,
you know,
right.
So it's a win-win. It's a win-win for the dealership, the customer, and the concierge.
Right, correct. Wow.
I hope I'm not making
it
sound too good because it is.
No, I mean, every business has its ups and its downs. I'm sure there's a down because with all the up, there has to be a down, or is there?
It sounds a little silly, but there really isn't. You know, we've had 100% customer satisfaction rating for the entire time we were in business, and that's basically because you're doing nothing wrong. You're picking it up. You're overseeing the repairs. You're returning it. You're making sure that they clean it up, time allowing. You're delivering the customer's rental if they can't get their car back or their loaner. You're doing all the communication for the dealer, you know, without having to worry about, like, service advisors have to worry about communicating with the customer while they have somebody beating on their desk in front of them and telling the customer how much more it's going to cost than they originally quoted. And we take all that hassle out. So no, there's really no downside. It sounds like a fairy tale, but
I'm just thinking a business with no downside. Wow. Now, okay, so you buy the whole complete package. You get everything that comes with it. You get the support. You get the concierge. You get everything. How do you get the businesses to agree to buy your service?
Well, we'll supply a presentation outlining to the dealer all the positive things that we've just gone over. And the dealer can either sell this to the customer or provide it. Our dealerships provided it to the customers because the price is so reasonable, and the concierges are working basically on volume. It's inexpensive. It's a winner for the dealer because it's keeping the customer. You know, dealers put a lot of money into their customer lounges, you know, with coffee and a TV, but people really don't want to be there.
Right.
This leaves everything open. The customer can stay home or go to a movie or, you know, do any number of things they want. They don't have to wait in a customer waiting area for their car to be done and get hit with bad news.
Right. Right. Definitely. Wow.
And
okay,
the biggest point, which I'm missing, is...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say the biggest point is there's no one in the nation doing this.
Not that I know of. Except for you.
yeah. Well, yeah, and it's just something I don't know. I don't know why there's no one doing it. I guess no one really thought of it.
Everybody has it. You're a pioneer. You're the start. And it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah,
it's so wonderful.
Funny. Like,
you know,
being lazy actually worked out.
You know, it's so funny because people don't realize it. I mean, you know, life happens and certain circumstances where a person may be in the hospital or they may be somewhere and their car broke down or something happened to their car or it needs something and they get home and lo and behold, they need a new alternator or you know what I mean, or something happened and they can't drive the car. Do you pick up the car like that or do you just drive the car?
We would have it towed in. You know, we deal mainly with new cars, so they all have roadside assistance and they're under warranty. So we make the arrangements to get the car to the dealer and then we still follow the service through. And then we will return it to the customer.
Okay.
If it's not drivable, it's got to be towed in.
Right. Well, we need to know all these things because if a person would purchase this business, they need to know all the aspects. I'm sure you'll let them know. I'm sure that the whole thing will be outlined for them But it's just good to know as a customer, on the customer end, that no matter what is going on with your car, whether you can drive it or not, it's still going to get there.
Yes. All the customer needs is a phone number, and any questions they have will be answered. And all the concierges need, which is, I guess, what we're addressing, is, you know, they just need their smartphone to keep a database on, a car to leave at the customer's house when they pick up the customer's car. You know, that's really basically it. You know, they're working from home. They're working from home. You don't need an office. You don't need a you just have to make sure that the customer has parking available wherever you pick up the car so you can leave yours there. It's a that's pretty sweet business.
It is. It is, definitely. And how do people get in contact with you?
They can go to our website at curb2curb.us, and they'll be directed to the concierge website, which will explain everything. And then that's, you know, there'll be a contact page. All we got to do is fill in the information. And incidentally, you know, we put up a survey with a little drawing at the end of it after we get it complete, you know, how people would like this business and what they would be willing to pay for it, et cetera, et cetera. Just a couple questions. I don't know if they can fill that out. It's something else they could do for us.
Right.
And they get a chance to win a little cash.
Oh, cash. I like that. I like winning cash. Cash and winning. Those two things are wonderful,
hey, you know,
especially
hey,
when you win.
What's that?
Especially if you win.
Yeah. Hey,
you were
with such a bright
something?
Personality, you'd be wonderful with this business.
I'm sorry?
I said with such a bright personality, you'd be wonderful with this business.
I think so. I think I would.
Yeah, it does take a personable person. You know, somebody
it does.
That can get along with people and talk,
Yes,
and that's
it does.
About
and
the biggest
you...
skill needed. Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, willingness to take care of the customer. That's all you really have to do.
Wow. Wow. You know, it is such a pleasure to have someone up that's the first of something. I've never had that before. I've always had other people that have followed their dreams, of course. I mean, you're the first at following your dream, you know, that. But it's always been something that has already been done that they're just taking a different spin on. But this is wonderful. I mean, I feel privileged. I feel great. I feel wonderful. And to not have a downside, this is like, yeah, I'm looking at this going, this has got to be like, there's got to be some kind of a something to it, you know, something more. But really, I don't see anything more.
No, it's it's pretty sweet.
It is.
It's nice,
it
and
is.
I hope we get thousands of customers that want to get into it. There's certainly
I
enough dealerships
so
out there. Yeah, and there's definitely a need.
Yeah. Definitely a need. I mean, I'm needing. I'm new.
Yeah.
Okay, so like
if I were in your town, I'd sign you up.
Awesome. Well, you know what? I have one more question. You know those recalls that they have sometimes on different cars? The actual company, you have to bring your car in. Would they provide that service for a recall as well?
I would believe so. You know, it would pretty much be up to the individual concierge how they wanted to run it.
Mm.
You know, we'll teach them how to do it. But, you know, the services, the business, another good thing about it is it's totally scalable. You can provide what services you want, charge what you feel is reasonable, and we would pick it up for recalls, yes. The individual concierges, it's really up to them.
And it's for new cars, so it wouldn't be like for older car.
No, and it can be for older cars also. It can be for anything. It can be for motorcycles. It can be for, well, it can't be for boats. But
right.
But you can pretty much, you can provide pretty much most automotive products.
That
car
is
trucks,
awesome. Okay, so like say a person's car is out of warranty, and can they purchase this service through you guys? Or through the
yes,
dealership.
Be able to purchase it. Well, they can do, again, it depends on what the concierge wants to negotiate with the dealership. The dealership can provide it for 1 year and charge for the balance of the warranty. When the warranty is up, the concierge make it renewable.
Ah.
So they could purchase a contract at a very reasonable price and continue the service.
That's wonderful because, I mean, you know, that's another way of making more money. And also, you know, a continued satisfied customer is always going to, you know, hang out and want the service, especially older people who need the service. You know, at times they can't get out, and it's wonderful to have that service, you know. Is there anything else that we're missing? Because I just feel like as if, wow, this is just like the perfect business.
No, it's we pretty much covered it. They, you know, the business started as an individual service, you know, where you had a couple hundred people that just did it individually. What turned it into the dealer thing was my disappointment with the dealer. You know, and I thought that, well, instead of doing it with individuals, which you could still do, doing it with the dealer simplifies things.
Right. And, I mean, you're taking it to the actual dealer. If something should happen, they do warranty the part. And you can always have it returned and fixed. So, oh wow, that is wonderful. I mean, I'm just trying to pick, and I can't pick anything. There's nothing to pick.
Spread the word.
Definitely. And where can people reach you one more time?
They should go to Curb, CURB, the number 2, CURB.US.
Awesome. You know, it's a wonderful thing. Curb2curb.us. Am I right?
Yep. We're picking it up at their curb and returning it to their curb.
Wow. And there's no downside to this business because you pretty much don't repair anything. You just make sure the car gets there, make sure it's taken care of, and make sure it's back.
Right. Yeah, and also if I throw something in there, we schedule the maintenance for them. I mean, we'll send them reminders. The concierge will send reminders or call them and let them know that it's time for their service so they don't fall behind. I'm just really searching my mind for a downside. The only downside would be if you're a person that is not, you know, a people person or you can't get along with people, you know, that might be, the business might be a little difficult for you.
Or if you don't keep files on people, make sure that you know exactly what they need for their car.
Yeah, you have to keep, we do keep their records, records, and we do send the reminders. So it's pretty much a complete service. I'm sure I'm forgetting some of the things, but everything's in the manual. I've been writing the manual for years.
Right. Well, I'm sure you're not. I don't think you're forgetting anything. I think that when they do purchase the service and go into the business, they will be able to learn everything that they need to learn from you and more. I mean, you know, it's like you said, it's a complete business model, and it's perfect. I mean, you're working at home. You don't need to get up. You can get in your PJs and just go straight to your console and just – you know, do what you got to do and just smile and be happy while you talk to people. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and you can grow it as you want. You know, you can keep it small and comfortable and be lazy like me, or you can be real ambitious and make more money.
To each his own.
Yeah.
But definitely through this company, curb2curb.us. That's Curb, C-U-R-B. Right, CURB.
CURB and the number two, and the number two, Curb.
And then CURB.US.
CURB. Yeah.
And there's no downside, so I don't see any reason why you couldn't do it unless you just don't have the money to do it. Now, there's one more thing. Certain people just don't have all the money at once. Do you have a payment plan where they can actually install it once they finish paying, then they start the business?
We haven't set that up yet. But if we feel there's a need for it, I'm sure we could probably get something going.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a plan.
I know the guys at the bank.
Wow. Okay. You got one up on me because I don't want to know them. I'm trying to stay away from banks and all that other stuff. Just stay away from them all and just keep to myself. But
well, you have to. There's no downside.
Yeah.
Although
yeah.
what could happen, I guess, you know, if you turned out where you didn't like doing this business in 3 or 4 months, you know, you got to stick it out for the remainder of the contracts that you have.
Right.
So they pay for
and that's
contract,
the thing.
You own the.
Yeah,
you
have
contract.
To be sure. You have to be sure that you want to do this before you even get started. You know, you have to be sure. So, you know, checking it out and making sure that that's something you want to do is essential. And like he said, you know, like you said, you cannot drop your contract. So once you have them, that's it. You have them until the remainder of the contract. But why would anybody want to drop it? I mean, this is like the perfect job.
I can't
imagine.
It's not
even a job. It's not even a job.
Yeah, I'm missing it.
Well, I mean, you get this side of it, and that's okay. You know, you have to start something, and then you have to kind of, like, you know, help it along a little bit.
Yeah, and let it go. Yeah, let some other people do it.
Yeah,
I feel I've been
yeah.
too selfish all these years.
Well, you know, since I didn't know anything about it, I think you were a little too selfish there. But that's okay. You're doing it now, so you're fine.
Yeah, better late
you're
than
fine.
Never.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Well, Mr. McKnight, it has been a wonderful, wonderful interview. Thank you so much for sharing with me. I mean, this wonderful format that doesn't have a downside. I'm still trying to figure it out, but there is none. There's nothing I can point at. This is it. This is the down. No. Go ahead.
You got the website. If you think of one, just give me a shout.
I said, you know what? I draw a blank at this moment. I really do. But if I do come up with something, I would definitely let you know. But at the moment, the only downside, like I said before, would be a person that's not organized or that is not a people person. So, I mean, those are the two things you really have to make sure you're doing correctly.
Yeah, this is true.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that's the kind of person I wouldn't imagine be even interested anyway.
Right. Correct. Well, Mr. McKnight, thank you so much for being on the show, and thank you so much for sharing your business with us and sharing your business with other people and putting it out there for people so that they can make a little money while they're at home and have the perfect lazy business.
There you go. Thank you for having me, Yaya. It has been a pleasure.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure always. And it's been a pleasure to have everyone here listening to Dream Chasers Radio. It's the Yaya Diamond Show, a division of Dream Chasers Radio. And we are always daring to be different. And Mr. McKnight has proven his difference with the world by setting up the very first curb-to-curb.us business in the United States. So, and you heard it right here first. You heard it right here. That's right. We want to say good night to everybody and good night, Mr. McKnight. And I hope you get thousands of people to purchase this and go out and make this happen.
Thank you, Yaya. Good
All
evening
right.
and thanks again for having me.
No problem. Thank you so much. It's been a wonderful time. And hey, everybody, don't forget to continue to dare to be different. I didn't do the difference. I didn't do the difference.